Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Bernie, this whole issue of options for senior living here in Singapore is one that over the years I don't think has kept pace with what's happening in, let's say, North America or in many parts of Europe. What's your viewpoint on the options for seniors here in Singapore, living options?
Well, I can say that it's getting better, but it's not happening as fast as we hope it will be, especially for, I think, the baby boomers cohort, who already now, you know, moving into the 60s and having older parents to take care of. So a lot of the services and options out there are still not able to meet the expectations.
Yeah, Bernie, yeah. my understanding or my viewpoint is that probably there isn't a lot of differentiation because a couple of things. One, many families have multiple generations living together at home. The kids are taking care of the parents much later. And secondly, the land issue is, you know, the scarcity of land. There isn't the ability to build a lot of new senior retirement communities or centers like you might be able to do in countries where there's more land. Is that a fair way to look at this challenge?
Yes, that's right. I think land scarcity is a big constraint here. And our group has also invested in aged care services and senior living facilities outside of Singapore in countries like Australia. So we have a good idea of, you know, what are the policy considerations, you know, and what are the operational constraints of running a facility here. Yeah. But to be fair, I think in Singapore over the last 5 to 7 years, we have seen a ramp up in terms of nursing home capacity. But it's pretty much a government-led and government-driven. And so the options are still very limited in a sense.
Yeah, I think the government rightly understands, as we all do, about our aging population. You mentioned that the baby boomers are getting older. I read a statistic by 2035, some 32%. A third of all Singaporeans are going to be age 65 and above. That's a sobering statistic, is it not, when you think about how people are actually going to live, where they're going to live, what their lifestyle is going to be?
Exactly. You have the numbers right, Glenn. So this is something that I think we at Alium aspire to change. So we may not be able to change the landscape overnight, but we hope to, you know, create some sparks in this landscape to you know, participate in different narrative in how the older persons here should grow old. Yeah.
Yeah. How does that work for Alium? Now, you have a facility that's just off of Upford Thompson Road, right? A landed housing neighborhood in Venus Drive, I believe it's called.
That's right. And it's called Alium Care Suites. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So over there, we've got 51 single rooms and 19 twin sharing rooms. And they come with ensuite bathrooms as well. Yep. So we hope to offer different care options, especially for seniors who value choices and privacy. Yep.
Is it basically look like a condo complex?
From the outside, yes. Yeah. So because of our experience overseas, we also brought in the best practices, what we have witnessed in Japan and Australia, both in terms of the hardware and also the software in terms of how we train our staff. Yeah, in providing the services over there. Yeah.
Very interesting talking with Bernie Poe, the CEO of Alium Healthcare. And this new facility, is it fully nursed and staffed as well? Are there people there to help with health issues?
Oh, yes, yes. In fact, we have a 24/7 nursing support, and we also have a full team of allied health professionals like physiotherapists, occupational therapists, dietitian, social workers, and even speech therapists. Yeah,
sounds like you got some younger people not quite ready for the suites yet in the background. Well, that's great. Tell us now, if somebody goes there, what is the profile of the people that are staying at the health suite, at the suites now?
Alium Care Suites is a licensed nursing home, So we pretty much still cater to the needs of, you know, seniors who require 24/7 kind of care and support. So, but we do get a lot of inquiries, and we do get a portion of our residents who are more independent, you know, because currently there's a lack of senior living options in Singapore. Yeah. And also we do see an increasing demand for short-term stay, especially post-surgery, you know, respite care. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. My father had to go through a situation like that after he had surgery in the U.S. He then stayed at a facility there. It was amazing. I mean, it was beautiful. It was well appointed. It was, you know, all the great healthcare people were right there. They didn't have to worry about being in their own home and you know, potentially slipping and falling. You know, those sorts of options. Is that the direction that Singapore is headed? Will we see more of these and see the uptake on these be higher in years to come?
Yes, definitely. I think there is a demand for more, I would say, personalized sort of service. And we put a lot of efforts in terms of understanding the and matching the care preferences of our residents. So it's important that we look at every senior's individually, because they all come with different history, background, occupational interests.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And that's what they value. Yeah.
Yep. Bernie, okay, here's the question, right? Everyone's asking me to ask you, what's yes. it going to cost? Yeah. How much is it to get their parents into a high-quality, right. upscale place where there is care on site and that doesn't look like and feel like and, let's be honest, smell like the traditional nursing home does?
Right. I think, guess what? I think the prices are really not as you know, unreachable as everyone thinks. So even for a single room, you know, the starting point entry level for care over at Alium Care Suites, it starts from you know, $6,000 to $8,000 a month, which is comparable if you look at, you know, employing two caregivers, you know, at home, or for that matters that you require medical support, you know, on a daily basis. And so I think the prices are reasonable. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's very much in line with what many places in Australia or North America would cost. So that,
right.
I don't think that's not a shocking number. And I would assume that depending on what level of care is needed, that those prices would fluctuate, right? Go up, go down, those sorts of
that's
things.
That's right.
Yeah. Does that include right. meals? How do the meals work? Is there a dining room, or are they expected to eat in their own room? How does that work?
Oh, okay. So we avoid, we do away with institutional dining. So the whole place is designed around what we call a household concept, mm-hmm. right? In the States, the Greenhouse Project is a good reference point which started the cultural change among nursing homes.
Yeah.
So our place is pretty much designed around a household where each household you get average around 10 residents.
Okay.
And, you know, so they have the options to dine in the dining area within the household, or have the meals within the rooms. And for those who have families members visiting, they can always have the option to to have al fresco dining if possible. Yeah.
So it's more.
So
like
we have a very beautiful roof terrace and a garden as well. Yeah.
Wow. So you make it more like a community, right? Not just a
that's right
a big place where a lot of people are going to go into a big dining hall. You know, like on a college campus right. or something like that. Oh, very interesting. And of course, you could probably get your friends if you wanted to get your friends all living together at the same place. You could create your own community as well, huh?
Oh yes.
Very interesting, Bernie. Now this is up and running now, right? It's open now.
It is.
The Alium Healthcare Suites. What's the occupancy running at this moment?
Right. I think our occupancy is close. At this point, is about that. Right.
Sorry, so you broke up. Could you say that again?
So currently, we have about 50 residents mm-hmm. staying with us. Yep. So okay. we would like to. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, the ramp up was affected by the pandemic situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And will you do more of these facilities here in Singapore? Or is this going to be just the only one, and then you'll focus on other markets?
Yes, we hope so. And I think we are looking at the whole spectrum of care options, including, you know, independent senior living options. definitely, I think it'd be interesting to explore alternative housing models for years in Singapore.
Yeah. We're talking with Bernie Po, the CEO of Allium Healthcare. And Bernie, the last question I have for you is, it really goes to culture, right? Especially in the Chinese culture, mm-hmm. so many families are expected to take care of their elders, you know, basically and until they pass away, right? Is it hard to make this shift to get people to appreciate and understand how they can actually put their loved ones into a high-end living situation like this? Is that a difficult move for many mm-hmm. people still in Singapore?
Right. I think for us, I think it's easier because we worked closely with the families, and because of the differentiated nature of our product, I think the families, you know, are more comfortable, you know, having the seniors, you know, to entrust the seniors into our care. So for us, actually, the challenge is engaging the residents, you know, the seniors who are moving in, helping them to adapt and to, you know, make new friends, settling into the new environment. Yeah. So for the families, I think we have an advantage of engaging them.
Bernie, if somebody wants to take a look at this facility, the Allium Healthcare Suites, how do they find you?
Well, they can always drop a note at our website. Yeah, it's under Allium Healthcare, or you can just search Allium Care Suites. Yeah,
Allium Care Suites.
We'd be happy to show our visitors around. Yeah,
Bernie Po, the CEO of Allium Healthcare. Thank you so much for talking to us today. Such an important issue that so many of us who have older parents are concerned about, and even concerned for ourselves at some point as well. But we appreciate your time today. Thanks for coming on Money FM.
Thanks, Glenn.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.